From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Center there. We appreciate you being where you are. Hope you're up in time and ready to go here this morning. And in the studio with us now, we have three guests that are going to talk about an upcoming presentation and discussion taking place in Sealands Grove. There's three folks that are putting it on, and we have representatives from those three entities with us today. Professor Lawrence Roth is here. Dr. Roth is a professor of English and Jewish Studies at Susquehanna University. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you, Mark.
I really appreciate you coming back.
Great to be here.
Harvey Edwards is here. He's a teacher in residence at Susquehanna University right now, and adjunct faculty in English at Susquehanna University. Of course, folks around here, 22 years at Sealands Grove?
29.
29 years. Holy smokes. Okay. 29 years teaching at Sealands Grove in the English department. And boy, just a go-to guy on so many things. The diversity group that was there, their name?
Tolerance Troop.
Tolerance Troop, right, was there under your tutelage, and it probably still is. And so just a tremendous legacy and more work forthcoming from Harvey Edwards. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Mark.
I do appreciate it. Pam Ross is here. Has the I always thought the people like you have what I call an undoable job. You know, you're trying to help run all of the Snyder County libraries. You're the executive director of Snyder County Libraries. Forward thinking, you get to do it all. Forward thinking, day to day, visioning, floor mopping if there's a flood again, or
yes, indeed.
one of those whatever it takes jobs. So Pam Ross is here. So thanks so much for coming back.
Thank you.
Well, you are going to go, I guess, upstairs in the library, the main Sealands Grove building.
Well, we'll be in several different locations throughout the building.
Well, let's talk about this. American Creed, help to give us an introduction. What are we going to be talking about when we enjoy the American Creed presentation on Thursday? We'll start with Professor Roth.
Well, it's a documentary that's about what it means to be an American. This is a really important time to have that conversation. And I had worked previously with Sam Ball, the producer, director, and writer of the documentary. And he reached out to me and said, hey, would you like to have this documentary that I've done as part of an idea he had to get America talking about this. I remember I talked with him at an event a few years ago, and he said, where can people sit down and talk to each other about this sort of idea, what it means to be an American, what it means for us to find out what holds us together as Americans? And I remember talking to him and saying, it's got to be some kind of public place. It's got to be somewhere where people naturally gather, can't sort of be off, say, even at a place like a university, which feels like you're going onto somebody else's property. And so he came up with this program, which went out to libraries across America, and they're called community screenings and discussions about the documentary, where people watch it. And they watch people like Joe Madden and Juno Diaz and David Kennedy and Condoleezza Rice talk about this. And then we ask our audiences then to talk with us about their thoughts of what it means to be an American. What is the American Creed?
Let's suppose we have a vibrant discussion, Harvey, and there's a tremendous outcome. Sort of what are the deliverables from this great kind of discussion?
Well, I think that to begin with, just simply thinking about what it means to be an American at this time, I would like to believe that with the education that most people get, there's a sense that we are a nation of immigrants, but I don't know that people really think about what that means, that we have come together as a nation from all over the world. I think today we've sort of lost that sense of unity that we need to have to keep this republic together. So I think the biggest takeaway will be consciously talking about these concerns that we have as a country, as a people, and see ourselves as one, regardless of how we look physically, regardless of race or ethnicity. So that, I think, is going to be the biggest takeaway for many.
And Pam, why is this the right fit for the libraries? Well, you said yes to this, I'll bet, right away.
Oh, I sure did. I think the most important thing to me as a librarian is that we have to be looking at multiple perspectives. And if I buy a book, for instance, on one side of the political spectrum, I buy a book on the opposite side, because it's very important that all sides of issues be looked at. You know, whether you agree with them or disagree with them really doesn't matter. What matters is, in the United States, we have freedom of information, and we need to have an open dialogue. And so this sort of American Creed program is exactly the sort of program that libraries just jump right into.
And what's your view on the deliverables from this? I think Harvey outlined it quite nicely. Maybe it's just some understanding or some knowledge or a sentence or two that you might know about the other side.
I think it's exactly that, but also it's really appropriate for Selins Grove. We're a place, we have a university, we've got a great town. We've had our tensions in the past, but in some ways we're the perfect laboratory for thinking about how we can talk to each other, how we can get along and find something that brings us together rather than constantly focus on those things that tear us apart. It's an important time both for our country and for our town to really think about those sorts of things, because we're entering the 21st century, a lot of unknowns, but we still are living close enough to each other where we can know each other, talk to each other, and think about what's best for our community.
Okay, it is this Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. Will you be there?
Indeed, facilitating discussion after the screening of the film.
Aren't you supposed to be at Cookin' Men? Okay, just saying. All right, anyway. But, all right, and so you'll facilitate, and you will draw to the microphone or draw to, or I guess just to speak out. What sort of set the scene?
There'll be several facilitators, all three of us, I believe.
Actually, I'm making sure the building, like all the equipment works. Trulie Zimmerman.
We're going to be facilitating.
Yes, Trulie Zimmerman took my place so that I can take care of the building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we will screen the film and have them answer the question what it means to be American and watch the film, and then on the flip side of that, ask them again, how is your perception based on viewing the film changed, or can you articulate a little bit more sharply what it means to be an American? So it should really be engaging with regards to having people really look at our world today. And I'll just mention very quickly, 3 weeks ago, I went to my aunt's 100th birthday. 100 years old, she looked like she's 80. But I stopped to think, 100 years ago, how different was this country? So we've come so far, and there's yet so far to go to get us to a point where everyone, regardless of gender, race, all of the things that on the surface separate us and make us seem to be different, this common thing of being an American is what we all share, and we need to make that more conscious in our minds and in the front of who we are.
Yeah, why should this be brought up and talked about in your view, especially related to the libraries? You push books and knowledge. Discussion's not necessarily your forte, but you think this is important.
I really do think this is important. And one little interesting thing in the DVD is one of the speakers talks about how the library and other civic organizations are the bedrock of democracy.
All right, and so that's important. Of course, you talk about the free discussion. Universities are important institutions, too. So, Professor Rothick, that's right up your alley. What if we don't have this discussion? What if we just keep dissing each other on Facebook and wearing the MAGA hats and scowling at the other side and, you know, being so happy that AOC endorsed Bernie Sanders, but not listening to the other side? What if we just keep going as we are?
Big sigh, of course. I wake up every morning and I think about that. I really and honestly do. I open up the newspaper and I look at what people are saying, and I get depressed. And I think a lot of other people out there do too. And I think a lot of people also turn off from their civic engagement, from being a part of the community, and just say, you know what, I'm not going to have anything to do with that stuff anymore. That's the worst thing that can happen, is that people don't engage. They don't see themselves as in charge of their world, of their community, of their future. And if we lose that, I think we lose an important part of what it means to be an American.
But I already know everything I need to know. I know what my political party is. I know what my beliefs are. I know how I feel about the president. I know how I feel about open borders. I know how I feel about kids in cages. So I'm pretty much decided.
Well, come on down and talk to me about it. Tell me what you think about it. Let me talk to you and hear what you have to say. Because if we're talking together, even if you know what you feel, I want to hear it. I think other people want to hear it, and we want you to hear what we feel. And maybe when we do that, we can really listen to each other and think, you know what, maybe there's a middle ground here. I know the middle ground is not a popular place these days, but maybe there's a middle ground we can find where it's possible for us to think about the world we're giving to our children.
Lawrence is right on the mark, no pun intended. But what you shared was a monologue. It was a conversation with yourself, and what has to happen is it has to be a dialogue. We need to sit down and get to know one another. I think that's a big reason why politics today is so rife with strife. It's because years ago, these people, mostly men, would sit down after having these debates and maybe have a drink or eat dinner together and get to know each other as people. And now we're in our silos believing that, okay, this is what I believe and I really don't care what anyone else believes. I don't need to have a dialogue with anybody else. I know what I think. I know what I know. And what needs to happen is to overcome that. We need to have dialogue. We need to have conversations civilly about what matters to us in this world, in this country.
This coming Thursday, October 24th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Sealands Grove Borough Building. The same building is adjacent to the library and right at the town square, that common area, the commons, I guess you call it. There you go. So that's all in that general vicinity. But you'll be inside 7 to 9 p.m. with a discussion sponsored by the Snyder County Libraries, Susquehanna University, and the Borough of Sealands Grove, I guess, is endorsing this as well.
Helping to sponsor.
All right, fabulous. Professor Roth will give you the burden of making a pitch for folks to go this Thursday.
Folks, come on down, have a chat with us, take a look at this documentary, and we want you to think about what it means to be an American and to share that with other folks, because in some sense, that is part of our American creed, is having these sorts of community discussions.
Dr. Roth, Professor of English and Jewish Studies at Susquehanna University, Harvey Edwards, Teacher in Residence and Adjunct Faculty at Susquehanna University, and Pam Roth, Executive Director of the Snyder County Libraries. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.